Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning I asked the kids, how are you? And they kind of went, okay. I know exactly how they feel. I woke up this morning, not with my usual bright-eyed, bushy-tailed optimism, but thinking to myself, oh my God, I have to go back to work. It's the traditional post-holiday hangover that has nothing to do with eggnog. Church people feel it acutely, especially church professionals. About this time of year, we think maybe we should just have a break, which some of people have taken today, but a break after Christmas. After all, count them up. How many worship services have you been to in the last 2 weeks? I don't even want to think about it. But then I began to think about this gospel. And I began to think about those words of John. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and in the beginning was God. All of this, all things were possible and made through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. And then it tells us what came into being. What has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. After all of the Christmas parties and pageantry of worship and choir anthems and beautiful music and parties that we go to and time with our lovely families, some of them are lovely, it can seem dark, or at least exhausting. But there is light, John says. That's what really this season is all about. You can name the darkness. That's easy. I woke up this morning to more news about war in the Gaza Strip and bombings and horrific pictures. The day before that, I read about the increasing hunger of people throughout the world. You can see the darkness. It's all around us. A kind of spiritual malaise, a depression, anxiety as the economy continues to tumble. Little bright pieces of news on the Dow punctuated by long periods of utter depression. You know your darknesses. A broken relationship, illness, pain. Into the midst of all of this comes a promise. The Word was God, is God, and is bringing life. We need to hear those words today, because John will go on to say that not only is the light and life in the world, but the darkness, all of the darkness of the world, cannot overcome it. We need those words of hope. Do you remember Christmas Eve? When we lit the candles and there is darkness and the light spreads through the people and pushes it back. The light overcomes the darkness. Hope overcomes fear. The child born in a manger is that light. And it is for all the people. Harken back to our first lesson this morning. this wonderful reading from Jeremiah, where the people have undergone this great distress and have been scattered out across all of the nations, tribe of Jacob. And the Lord says, sing aloud with gladness, for I will gather them back together, a great company. I will let them walk by brooks of water, those in child and those with child and those in labor together, all of them will come back. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it. He who scattered Israel will gather them back together. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion. They shall be radiant. The source of our hope, the source of our grace, begins in a child in a manger. But as the kids so rightly pointed out, energy and light need some place to go. We can have all of the potentiality in the world. We can have God bringing Jesus into the world, and it isn't that we stand at the base of the mountain and look up and see the great light and go, ain't that pretty? Jesus comes down from that mountain and grasps us so that the light, the word, becomes the gift for the world. And that is our crucial work as we come down off of our holiday hangovers and depression and sort of surviving. Have you been to the malls lately? Don't do that. Coming down after all of that, what's left is our proper work of proclaiming the light, of proclaiming the word of hope and grace. The principalities and powers, wars, cancer and illness, depression and anxiety, lousy financial returns, loss of jobs, all of the things that would be darkness in our life are pushed back. Are pushed back by the life that God gives us in a child. We shall come, as it says in Jeremiah, and sing aloud on the height of Zion. And we will be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, the grain and the wine and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. And our life, in this word made flesh, shall become like a watered garden, verdant, green, and growing. In the grace of Jesus Christ, we have been set free and given light for the world. And it comes in a manger, Jesus.